This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The top five at five.
This has been an historic storm. Without a doubt, it's one for the record books.
An additional 2 feet of snow in upstate New York, where deadly lake effect snow totals set new records. A gunman kills 5 and wounds 25 at a gay nightclub in Colorado. Presidential candidate Donald Trump's Twitter account is reinstated after users gave the move the thumbs up. Kyrie Irving's suspension is lifted after the Brooklyn Nets point guard posted a link to anti-Semitic material. Shake up at Disney. Bob Iger returns to the helm as the company's CEO. At least 3 deaths are reported due to the historic lake effect snow in Buffalo, New York, and surrounding areas. 77 inches of snow fell in Orchard Park, New York, home to the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo had 5 feet of snow by Saturday morning. The town of Natural Bridge, right near the Fort Drum Army base, reported just under 6 feet of snow. National Weather Service officials forecast an additional 2 feet by this morning in some parts of the state that were largely spared in earlier rounds. Here's New York's Governor Kathy Hochul.
This has been an historic storm. Without a doubt, it's one for the record books. And as someone who's from Buffalo and has lived in upstate my entire life, we've seen a lot of snow.
The inundation forced the NFL to move Sunday's game between the Bills and the Cleveland Browns to Detroit. 3 deaths are blamed on this snowfall. 2 people who law enforcement said died of exertion during shoveling. A 3rd person, a snowplow operator, also died in the town of Hamlet. The state's record for the most snowfall during a 24-hour period, 50 inches. That fell on Camden, New York on February 1st, 1966. Hochul is asking for a federal disaster declaration for the affected areas, which would potentially unlock some federal aid. 5 dead, 25 hurt after a 22-year-old gunman opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle inside of a gay nightclub in Colorado Springs, Club Q. Anderson Lee Aldrich was subdued by heroic patrons and arrested by police, who arrived within minutes, according to authorities, on Sunday. A handgun and additional ammo magazines were recovered, according to the official, who could not discuss details of the investigation publicly. Denver Nuggets coach Michael Malone.
For all of our fans back home, our thoughts, our prayers, our love goes out to all those affected by last night's shooting in Colorado Springs. Another senseless mass shooting. I believe that's our 34th mass shooting this year in our country, which eclipses 2019.
The El Paso County DA Michael Allen said charges against the suspect will likely include first-degree murder. The motive is under investigation. Elon Musk reinstated Donald Trump's Twitter account on Saturday. The move reverses a lifetime ban that has kept the former president off the social media site since a pro-Trump mob attacked the U.S. Capitol January 6, 2021, as Congress was poised to certify Joe Biden's election victory. Musk made the announcement in the evening after holding a poll that asked Twitter users to click yes or no on whether Trump's account should be restored. The yes vote won with 51.2%. The people have spoken, Musk tweeted, using a Latin phrase meaning the voice of the people, the voice of God. Trump talked about Twitter at a Republican Jewish coalition meeting on Saturday.
They have a lot of problems at Twitter. You see what's going on. It may make it. It may not make it. But the problems are incredible. The engagements are negative. And you have a lot of bots and you have a lot of fake accounts, which I think they should get on. But Truth Social has taken the place for a lot of people. And I don't see them going back onto Twitter.
It's not clear whether Trump will actually return to Twitter. He has said in the past that he would not rejoin, even if his account was reinstated. He has, of course, since developed his own Truth Social platform. Well, Kyrie Irving returned to the Brooklyn Nets on Sunday, and he apologized to anybody who felt threatened or hurt when he posted a link to a documentary with anti-Semitic material. Irving offered his most formal apology to date during a press conference on Saturday.
I just want to offer my deep apologies to all those who are impacted over these last few weeks, specifically my Jewish relatives, my Black relatives, you know, all races and cultures. I feel like we all felt the impact, and I don't stand for anything close to hate speech.
Irving missed a total of 8 games during the suspension, which the Nets said would be for a minimum of 5 games without pay. Bob Iger is returning to the Walt Disney Company as chief executive officer. That's effective immediately. Current CEO Bob Chapek has stepped down. A statement from Susan Arnold, the chairman of the Walt Disney Company's board of directors, thanked Chapek for his service, including navigating the company through the viral pandemic. Iger spoke highly of Chapek when he named him as his successor. That was back in 2020. Here he is speaking to Bloomberg News.
The board has been engaged in a process for quite some time, considering who best to succeed me. In Bob Chapek, we have someone that not only knows the company very well, having run a few of our really important businesses, including parks and resorts, but he's also someone that we know very well, and we couldn't think of a better candidate to take over the company at this time.
Iger has agreed to serve as Disney's CEO for 2 years with a mandate from the board to set the strategic direction for renewed growth and to work closely with the board in developing a successor.
It's the WABC Early News on 77 WABC.